Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mike's talking with somebody at the bar right now, denying that he watched certain Florida State games because his team was so bad this year.
We were just talking with an Auburn fan who was reminding me of how we won. Seems like a long time ago, that national championship. I believe Obama was in the White House. And it was the Rose Bowl. Now, I was joking around because if you don't remember, we had a coach who left our staff and went to Auburn and knew all of our stuff. And no one at Florida State, Jimbo didn't figure that out until the second half to go silent count and go to hand signals to change everything up. I think it was Damian Craig.
That's right.
And then the last time Kelvin Benjamin ever did anything was that catch with the touchdown to win the Natty.
No, it's true. Yeah, man. Jameis, right?
Jameis, baby.
Wow.
I'll never forget. It's funny because there's another guy on the other side of the bar. He's an FSU guy. And I have a friend, Mitch White, who's a photographer. And he's on the field. And I'm up in the stands with Patchogue John and the guys. And he texts me. He goes, call me. I call him up. I'm like, it's right before the game. It's like, half hour before the game. I go, what's going on? He goes, you're not going to believe this. Now, Jameis had gotten suspended for yelling, grab her in the blank in the comments. Not one of his better weeks on the heels of everything else he was dealing with.
Yeah.
So Jimbo suspended him for 1 week for the Clemson game. He goes, you're not going to believe this. Jimbo is yelling at Jameis. He's taped up. He's got everything. He's got eye black. He's got his complete uniform, shoulder pads. He's suspended. And Jimbo's like, what the – are you doing out here?
Wow.
I'm here to eat some W's, Coach. I know he's a knucklehead, but God bless him. You know what I mean? He's our knucklehead.
Well, you know what? He has become a fun personality.
Right. Pop culture sensation.
He really has. And, the only time I've ever been mad at Jameis, because the crab leg things, that just lended itself to be made fun of, was him owning
it. Tell me how you feel about it.
Yes. Admitting when he was with the Saints and they ran the score up on us.
We already played him twice.
Yes, with Arthur Smith as our coach, and that was I think it was the last game of the season.
I was down there with Trustee for that one. We couldn't believe it.
We were
already in the cab going to Pat O'Brien's when we heard on the radio that they scored another touchdown.
Yeah. And they didn't have to do that. They could have took a knee, and he hands the ball off, and then after the game was just like, yeah, what you want to say about it?
How you feel about it? Tell me how you feel about it.
I was so PO'd at him about that.
And obviously, he wanted to get the running back who had been injured to score.
To score, yeah. He wanted to get one of his guys a touchdown. Nevertheless, though, but Jameis has become a sensation, Mike. Yeah, we were just talking with some folks at the bar, man. Come on through. We're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'd love to get a chance to hang out with you guys and get a chance to see you as well. And you can also tell Mike how bad Florida State is. Trae Young last night, man, 8 points, 10 assists. Love the 10 assists in 20 minutes.
Right.
But as one of our loyal listeners said, Dukes, we don't defend the three-point line.
We don't play defense.
Man, Mike.
I said we don't play defense.
How many threes does it take before you guys start running out there and trying to at least get a guy's hand in his face?
No, and I mean, Ball and who's it? Who's the other kid? Werbel?
Yes.
Werbel? Gerbil? I couldn't freaking miss. I mean, this was one where – I mean, you might want to defend Knipple. Thank you.
Con Knipple.
Remember the game? Knipple really couldn't miss. They were just bombing from three, and you're right. I mean, at least get a face. If he beats you, if he does a stutter step and catches you in the air, so be it. But please try to defend on the perimeter.
Yes.
Because they shot – Charlotte shot 49% from the arc last night. That's insane.
It really is. As far as the individual performance, I can't judge Trey on one performance after missing all the weeks he did. But LaMelo Ball went off last night, and – you know, he had 7 first-half three-pointers in his return from a right ankle injury. So he was coming off of an injury and balled out.
By the way, his tattoos look about as bad as the lead singer of Maroon 5.
What is his name? What? Who are we talking about?
Adam
Levine.
Yeah.
Adam Levine.
Your ink is, dude, it looks, I mean, yeah. You got to have some kind of flow. Orin, am I wrong? I mean, just, I don't know.
You look bad.
Did they do his tattoos in the dark? I mean, I don't know. Back to you, Carl. Sorry. Observation from last night.
Yeah, no, I didn't really pay attention. What I was paying attention to him is dropping these threes on our head, 7 of 9 in the first half. He's finished with 8 of 11 on three-pointers and 28 points. But the bottom line is, guys, you know, everybody wants to critique this and go, all right, well, Jalen Johnson went off of 43 points, 11 boards, and 9 assists. He almost had a triple-double.
Hit the three to make it a one-point game after being down 24.
But isn't that the issue? We were down so far that by the time you got back into it, it was almost like, oh, I'm exhausted.
Well, if they expended energy, the bad news is it's back-to-back.
It's true.
Because I got to play tonight. More on that coming up. But I don't think, as you said, don't. If you're a Trey hater, I mean, yippee-ki-yay. You're going to go and analyze 20 minutes.
Yippee-ki-yay.
We spent a lot of time on Die Hard yesterday. But, but you saw Trey. I mean, now here's the thing. Trey has, and I saw, we said this last year, his three-point shooting has not been great. Not where it was
percentage wise,
and I know that if you look at the year, Carl, by year, it's only down a couple of points. But moments when you need him to hit,
that's right.
The moments when Trey has hit that three, you know, that's why we talk about Pitts. You know, you talk about the drops. When do they occur? Do they occur when it's a third down? Do they occur when you have a chance to go ahead in the game? Trey's got to be making these big threes and big momentum shifting threes. He could not hit last night.
No, it's a great point, Mike. I mean, we talked to Ra about these sacks, right? Guys, we're second in the league in sacks behind Denver, which is nuts. We, you know, if you're just basing it on that, we should have Denver's record. We don't. But Rod talks about the moments and when these sacks occur. We have a lot of sacks, but have they been game-changing sacks? Some of them have been able to get us off the field on a third down, but, you know, for the most part, to your what you're discussing, it's when these threes come. It's when they need to be, you know, delivered. And I think you're right about that with Trey. But listen, I think the future is bright with him and this core and what it could look like. And I said, I got to give him a few weeks, man. Let him get adjusted.
Right.
Let him see what's working. But the one thing they didn't do last night is they did not go away from Jalen Johnson. And that is what I love.
Right. And that's where we said, you know, Quinn Snyder, hey, man, paid you, you know, we gave you $40 million. And for the most of your time here, the team has not been complete. There's been injuries. Jalen hasn't been healthy.
That's right.
You know, we talked about Trey missing some time. Now I want to see how it comes together, man, because this is a team that has enough talent to compete with. That's a 9-win Charlotte team you lost to.
It's a bad team, man. It's a bad team. Faye says Dukes and Bell, the not defending the three-point line is coaching. That's not Trey. We're not blaming him.
Oh, no. I mean, and that's when he had Rudy Gobert in Utah with Donovan Mitchell. I thought they were a better defensive team.
Yeah.
But that's an attitude. We have Dyson Daniels. We have these guys.
You know, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
No, I mean, Noah had 28 off the bench last night.
He's big, man. I love his game. I really do. He's a baller. One of the best pickups in the offseason. Hey, Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. And coming up, guys, we'll go around the NFL. Last night's game was unbelievable, but we got some good contests to look forward to this weekend. And also, we'll get into the college football playoff situation. Steve Kuhn is going to join us a little bit later on as well. And you will hear our interview with Kirk Cousins from Wednesday up at Flowery Branch.
You like that.
So, listen, you said this when we finished with him, as we came back and talked a little bit about it and analyzed what he had to say. And it was funny because our phones were just going, bloop, 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 ding, bloop, bloop. Messages from people, some we hear from all the time, and others we rarely hear from.
Some of our peers from around the country do talk radio who listen to it.
Correct.
And heard it.
And
right.
We're like, yo, that was unbelievable, man. Great job, blah, blah, blah. And you know, not that we need that affirmation, but I do think it speaks to what people were hoping to get from Kirk Cousins, which was just a sense of honesty.
Right.
You know, just don't try to pull my leg and say something that's not true when we know where you were at and what was going on. And I think for the most part, Mike, he owned it without saying he regrets any of this and how he handled it.
Right.
He didn't say that, but he did say if, you know, hey, I wish some of this stuff went differently.
Right, and he gets it, and he understood my why I was banging on him and calling him, oh, this lying, cheating rat, after he said, you know, I'm fine. No, I wasn't fine. And now he gave some clarity. If you hadn't heard, you will hear coming up. By the way, Drake London, questionable. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
James Pierce Jr. for the first time that I can remember listed as questionable.
What happened to James?
Not sure. Apparently it's a foot, the agony of defeat. So he's got a foot issue, and Brandon Dorlus, who's been working his way back up, is dealing with an illness and a shoulder. Kadarrell Hodge is out with a shoulder. Mike Hughes still dealing with that ankle. He is out. So we'll see. But, I mean, maybe I'm not saying Drake London's going to be game time, but, you know, if I'm the Falcons, you and I brought this up, he doesn't have to prove anything. We know he's in a contract year. You know he wants to be out there, but I don't want to see him get hurt.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I do want to see how Cousins, him, Bijan, the full compliment.
What it looks like.
Exactly right.
As far as James Pierce Jr., guys, if you don't know this, he's on the verge of having the most sacks as a rookie in franchise history. And with 3 weeks left, including this weekend, he's got a real shot to do it. And when we talk about what guys are playing for and their motivation and, oh, we're not going to playoffs, it's bigger than that. If you're a competitor, man, you want to go out at the end of this season and going into next year, Mike, having people talk about James Pierce Jr. as one of the premier pass rushers in this league. It's funny because before the season started, who was it from ESPN that said he was going to lead the league in sacks?
Oh, that was Lewis Riddick.
Lewis said this, and Mike and I talked about it because we laughed that day, and we're like, that's a pretty bold statement. Look at this thing now, and you go, all right, well, he's one of the best pass rushers in the league.
He might be off by 1 year.
Correct.
Overall sacks. And by the way, Mark Raimondi from ESPN, he tweeted about a half hour ago. I just saw this. James Pierce Jr., Brady, we mentioned, both questionable, but Raheem Morris says he feels good about both playing.
Okay, that's good news. All right, man. We're going to talk more about the Cards coming up as well and what this matchup is going to look like. You can hit us up. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929.
Get all your Christmas shopping done?
Yes, for the most part. I say that because there's always seemingly some last-minute items that, right. You know, it's like, oh, I need to do this. And here's the problem now. We're so spoiled, Mike. It's like 5 days or whatever, 6 days before Christmas. I'm not even worried about it getting delivered and being on time. There was a time in my life where I was like, I got to go to a store and I got to find this item. And now I'm like, computer, send. It will be delivered tomorrow. And I'm good. I'm good.
No, I did a little brick and mortar. I was over at D. Geller. You know, I do commercials for D. Geller. I saw Jonathan Geller up here at the Kennesaw store. It was so funny. The poor lady.
By the way, they have a great ad. I told you. They have a great billboard that just simply says, ho, ho, ho. The O is diamond.
Nice.
And it's really cool. But anyways, go ahead.
They've got a great marketing team. That's why they use 92.9 The Game. But anyway, I was over there, and it was funny. The sales assistant, I came in because there was an 18-wheeler that broke down on 285 just south of Paces Ferry going northbound, which just had the entire west side jacked up. And so I thought I'd have a nice time to browse and some other things I wanted to do up here. And so I literally came in and was like, what happened to the necklace? This, blah, 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 blah. I saw it on the website. Here's what I, all right, you go get this. I'm going to go get some more stuff. I'll be right back. Go box it. She's like, what? And then Jonathan saw it. Goes, oh, that's Mike Bell. Yeah, he doesn't endorse. Don't worry about it. We got it.
Oh,
and so
funny.
Then I ran over to some other store. In some other stores. Then I'm calling Drunk Larry's wife. I go, what size is Drunk Larry? 2X fit? No, no, 3X. Be safe. Damn it. All right, I got to go back to the store. Because now I got to get 3X. And so try to get all this done. But anyway, got it done. And then literally it took me 10 minutes to go a mile. You know, from that side of 75 to this side of 75 to Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
Yeah, Baird Parkway gets caught up that way. This time of year, man, there's so many stores and stuff going on. I will say this. 3 o'clock hour straight ahead, guys. We'll talk some NFL and take you around the league and talk about some of the storylines. I'm still old school in that way. There is a part of me that I want to go into stores and still look at stuff and browse, right, and do some window shopping. That, you know, when we were in Paris, Mike, and we were overseas, that was the best part. Walking down these strips and these streets and just looking in and, you know, fashion is the king in Paris.
Oh, the Rue de Rivoli, Champs-Élysées.
It's unbelievable, right? And so you're just walking and the window shopping, and I'm like, I want to go in that store. I got to stop at this watch store. Oh, I've never seen a coat like that. Let me go in here. It's just nonstop, but there is a part of me that still loves to do that.
I wore that, the suit I wore to the Christmas party. I got that at Harrods in London.
Nice.
That was in 07.
Yeah.
And it hadn't fixed. I was too fat, and I lost some weight. I can button it again. But, yeah, I picked up this corduroy jacket, you know, bespoke jacket, had them tailored, and then they sent it to the hotel. It was kind of like, nice, but I'm with you.
Yeah, man.
That's why when I was a little kid, I know we got to catch a break, I knew with my Nana, if I could just bite the bullet and hang out with her while she tried on stuff.
You were going to get something.
I was going to get a toy or something on the back end.
You were going to get something.
I've learned it. I'm probably a better browser than my wife. I'm a browser.
I'm a browser. I am a browser. Are you a browser? We're browsers.
Funny you don't look like browsers.
404-726-0929. Happy Friday, man. We're coming back. We'll get to a 4th-and-1 next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.